Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down.
Sounds like a live Beatles recording, but yeah. It's not. It's 1964. These guys, 1964, The Tribute, perform live at the Auburn Performing Arts Center tomorrow and Saturday at 7 p.m. They are here. They are in our lobby. And I've had a chance to meet the boys. And I must tell you, before they even play, and I know how good they are, they are charming lads, literally in the, you know, the way you'd want to really meet the Beatles way.
Yeah. When you met them in 1964, before the business had destroyed them.
Before they thought they were bigger than Jesus Christ.
Before their innocence was ripped from them like a spleen.
Before the LSD and the trip to India.
Before the Mayor Bubba got his filthy, dirty hands on them.
Right.
Although they had plenty of STDs then.
Oh my God, these guys! I was talking to their manager. They just came from Carnegie Hall last week. 5 sold out shows at Carnegie Hall last year were the only shows sold out at Carnegie Hall last year. They played Red Rock in Colorado, where they've broken U2's all time attendance record at Red Rock for attendance. I mean, they sell at 10,000.
Red Rocks.
Red Rocks.
There's more than one rock.
Okay,
there.
Red Rocks.
Lots of them.
For tickets, you go to 1964tickets.com and the Auburn Performing Arts Center. Anyway, they're very, very nice guys. They're setting up outside. I think we're going to be in for a real Beatly treat. Some nice Beatle confection. They have their own sound guy, too, which is something that Kenny G is the only other guy that recently that brought in his own sound guy. And usually it's a good sign when somebody brings in their own sound guy.
Well, Mark Cohn brought his sound guy in, but his sound guy just sat there and watched him
play.
He didn't do anything.
I'm actually pretty good, but not nearly as good as your own guy who knows exactly what you do. And so many radio sound guys are terrible that, you know, it shows they care.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do some news. If you wonder why Sean is here today, Jody is out with the Nolo virus. Or some rhesus monkey got loose in her neighborhood. I don't know what happened.
Wow.
The Federal Disease Control Authority has tracked down the monkey, and I don't want her back if she's not feeling well tomorrow. So Sean is here. She did not call Sean.
Jody
does not like to be sick, but welcome. What's cooking in the news today, Sean?
Well, Dr. Phil scored a huge interview. Technically, I guess you could say it was with Linnea Kukua. Actually, it was with Renaya Tuiasosopo. And the interview is airing today. And he went on the Today Show to talk about it. And basically, Dr. Phil said that Renaya told him he was gay and that his relationship with Manti was romantic.
I asked him straight up, was this a romantic relationship with you? And he says yes. I said, are you then therefore gay? And he says, well, when you put it that way, yes. And then he caught himself and said, I am confused.
There go his chances to play for the 49ers.
He was a hell of a cover corner.
Right. Interesting, though, the way Dr. Phil kind of cornered him into that question. And it changes, again, it changes the complexion of this drama because, you know, we had our way of thinking of it as like, oh, this guy had a prank played on him.
Right.
Oh, how could he have fallen for it? You know, and we put it on Manti Te'o first, like, you know, don't you sleep with a girl before you call her your girlfriend? And
right,
actually,
right.
Most of us guys out there would go, we wish, but not every time. and then you find out that it's this Renaya Tuiasosopo, and immediately you think, well, this guy is, you know, that's mean.
Cruel.
And I picture
out, yeah.
him like the guys who cross-dress in the Bud Light commercials. You know, right. I picture him as like, hello.
The little mustache covered up with her fingers.
Right. And I can't believe Manti has fallen for it. Then you hear the audio, and he's so much like a woman that I go, whoa, I believed it was a woman.
And do you have more, Dr. Phil? Because there's a moment in this interview that I've heard already that just puzzles me and disappoints the crap out of me.
Well, there's a little bit more from Renaya talking about why he ended the hoax.
I wanted to end it because after everything I had gone through, I finally realized that I just had to move on with my life and I had to get, you know, my real me, Renaya. I had to start just living and let this go.
Wow. So selfish. I wasn't thinking about the life I was destroying on the other end of the right. phone.
And he'd been through so much. I wonder what he meant by that. But you know what really struck me, and I'm not sure what it was that struck you, but a couple times Renaya said, you know, we had broken up before, and
like he was in
like
his
he
mind.
Was he yeah. in his mind he really was in a relationship with Manti, and yeah, he had to pretend he was a woman to be in that relationship. But I got the feeling that all those late night phone calls, all
real.
That "I love you, honey," yeah. I think that he, Renaya
I'm starting
really
to
loved
wonder,
Manti.
By the way, do you know I had one of these relationships many years ago before the internet?
You were catfished before they called it catfishing.
Yes, and it was a girl who I never met. Mm. Who was supposedly a model, and we developed this phone romance, and we kept being supposed to meet, and there was always an excuse.
Right.
And it's not that she was in Nigeria, by the way. She right. was right over in East Haven. And in the end, we never did meet, and I sort of wrote it off and said, oh, this is, you know, enough of this. But I wonder today if she was a big football player.
Over at UConn. I never knew that about you, and I've known you quarter century, man. I never knew that.
Yeah.
That you had a long distance, phone only, never met her, never.
Like, I had that. Oh, when this Manti thing came out, I was like, oh, I know what this is like.
Yeah, I mean, I could imagine that back in the day, a troubled young man who wasn't ready to, you know, come out as gay, that might have been a way to connect with
the phone.
Someone,
I'm sure it's
been
done on the phone.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what bugged me about this interview with Dr. Phil. A couple times, and a couple times he said to him, did you do the voice of what's her name? Was that you doing a female voice? And he's like,
and he didn't make him do it
right.
for the camera.
Well, would you do it for us now for an extra $10,000 or what's behind door number four? That I think it's a Carol Scott right now for you.
Yeah, you would have picked up the phone.
On.
Call me now. Do the voice.
Let me hear you do that voice over a telephone.
Maybe he'll do it for Family Guy because it sounds like Family Guy wants to interview him too.
That's crap. I wouldn't be surprised if you hear a lot more about Manti Te'o, and you might just see him in a Seahawks uniform. This guy is a pretty good linebacker, and all this stuff is making his stock fall. And we might pick him up in the first round. We'll see how he does in the combine. But, I mean, we had yesterday a linebacker. No respect for women, obviously. Leroy Hill, he's once again goes to jail for, you know, domestic violence.
Fourth time for him, twice for drugs, twice for domestic
violence.
You
know, I'll trade him for, this man obviously.
We'll trade him for some sweet, sensitive guy.
Very sensitive. Right.
Maybe a little gullible.
I mean,
eager to love.
Yeah, I mean, he's tough.
Oh, he fell for the screenplay again, but who can blame him?
Well, no,
it's so enticing.
He's tough on the football field.
Joe, I don't think gullible is good.
I wanted to believe it. I don't think he's gullible. I mean, yeah, he's a little gullible, but he's a good football player.
Sure.
He would not be available in the late 20s pick otherwise. We might just be drafting that guy.
I'll be nice to him.
No guy will work harder to prove he's a good football player right now than Manti.
Oh, yeah, you
so
bet.
True.
Okay.
And the news is brought to you by Select Comfort. So, as I was driving in this morning, I heard you speaking to a gentleman in New York City. He said toilet a lot. And I think he was referring to the economy. And now just some numbers have come out that our unemployment benefits rose sharply last week. In fact, they rose 38,000, which is up to a seasonally adjusted 368,000. So it is possible that the economic recovery that we all thought was happening at the beginning of the year, because we did have great housing numbers, is actually stalling out a bit. Although there is some consideration that a lot of these jobs that now people are filing for unemployment because they had taken seasonal jobs in December, and those jobs had come to an end.
Right. And Davidowitz's primary, it's funny, when people hear him, you'll get people going, wow, this is the first guy I've ever heard that makes sense. He's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get this guy off the radio. He doesn't know anything. The thing about him is, if you're listening to him now criticize Obama, you think, oh, he's just one of those Bush guys. But when Bush was on, he came on and he ripped Bush apart. Yeah, he hates all politicians. Oh, yeah. He's basically saying that we're Europe, and he uses that phrase a lot, by saying that we keep taxing more and having more entitlements, and we keep getting more bloated. And by the way, we're living on the float of our debt to foreign countries. And we get to, because we have a very reliable consuming public, that we get to keep going deeper and deeper into debt. We just get to keep raising the debt ceiling. And guys like him see long term that you may be able to get away with it for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, heck, right, even 20 years, but long term, it always bugs guys like him because they like a clean balance sheet. So I don't know.
I heard him say he doesn't like, he compared us to Europe, and it sounded so derogatory. And I was like, I like Europe. France is very, Paris is a lovely city.
Sure.
But in Europe, they don't have a lot of things we have. For example, a doctor in Europe, because of their social healthcare system, is not a rich guy. A doctor, a spectacular surgeon might make, less than six figures, and he's happy being a doctor at that. Whereas here, we've created these professions and situations where people expect a lot, and we've created these huge parts of government that approve land deals, and we have these zoning regulations. We have all these things that are, individually, they're all wonderful things, but they keep taxing the whole system. In some ways, I like Europe too. But you'll go through Europe and you'll see run down public works, run down buildings, and run down things that literally haven't been worked on for hundreds of years because...
Those are called castles, Bob, yeah. The National Emblem.
Well, I'm not talking
about
those.
Isn't that what we like about Europe?
I hear what you're saying, though.
And by the way, when you go to Europe from here and you like it, it's because there's a sense of history.
Right.
Whereas here, we get tired of a stadium that we just built.
Right.
And we tear it down.
This is inadequate. With its big screen
in Rome,
TVs,
you have the Colosseum.
That's right. In Rome, the Colosseum, it seems to have worked for thousands of years. But it's a reflection of how broke they are, too. Okay.
President Obama was on a Spanish language television station yesterday, and he admitted that he is not a king. This was in reference to how slow things are moving through Congress. He's been bashing Congress, their glacially slow pace. But he said that he understands he is not king, and that it does take some time to get bills passed through Congress. What he is hoping is that this new sweeping immigration overhaul will be passed by Congress within the next 6 months. So hopefully by summer there will be some reform on the economy or on immigration. And also happening in Washington, more grilling. And this time it's Chuck Hagel. He is in the hot seat now. Senators are going to be asking Chuck Hagel about some comments that he had made, particularly about the Jewish lobby in his 2011 statement his 2011 statement that the Pentagon budget was too bloated. So he also apparently made a blunder that a diplomatic colleague was aggressively gay. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but Chuck Hagel has sort of a notoriously big mouth, and that may be getting him into trouble for his confirmation to be on Obama's cabinet. And then the last thing I have, we've talked about gay football players. Now there is a gentleman in Tennessee who believes his gay dog needs to be put to death. This guy apparently saw his dog hunched over another male dog, and it made him think his dog was a homosexual. And even though we all know that female dogs hump and male dogs hump male dogs, they don't really care. It's much more a sign of dominance,
yes,
than sexual orientation. The owner of this pit bull...
So homophobic,
sent him into a shelter. And actually, this the dog is scheduled for euthanasia today, but a Facebook group has been set up to try and save him with the message, "Don't let this gorgeous dog die because his owner is ignorant of normal animal behavior."
Wow. Actually,
breaking news. And this is good news, by the way. I don't know if you heard this yet.
He was adopted. Someone
dog's been adopted.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I did not know that.
No, that's okay. We tried to call the shelter just a few minutes ago.
He's being shipped to the Super Bowl as a mascot for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
That's a slight embellishment, but yes. Isn't that cool? That's had a happy ending this morning.
I'm so glad.
Who doesn't love a happy ending?
It's
that dog does.
9:15. I teased this before. 1 in 7 men have dated their ex's sister. 1 in 11 women have dated their ex's brother. So I want to do a quick poll amongst show and cast members. Is there anybody here who dated an ex's? You dated your wife's sister.
Right.
I think that sort of counts.
Do you think?
I met
because your wife's sister became your ex, and then you married her sister.
Exactly right.
That would imply that we were boyfriend and girlfriend, which we never were.
But you dated her.
I dated her. Yeah.
The word is dated. Raise your hand.
I met my wife. Yes.
We're done.
Raise your other hand because you married the girl.
Yeah, I married my wife, and I would have never met her had I not been dating her twin sister first.
Bingo.
You married your ex's sister.
By the way, do you think you'll be the only person on the show who dated their ex's sister?
Well, I know Lisa has a sister.
She's older.
She's never been your ex, though.
And she's never been my ex.
Right.
Well,
did you date Lisa's sister first?
Would I have dated her sister first?
Oh.
I didn't do it the way you did it, but I did date an ex's sister. I bet everybody on this show has dated. This is just that kind of show. Did you ever date an ex's sister?
You know, I don't... Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Eric, did you ever date an ex's sister?
I've only really dated 2 people in my life, and I married one of them.
Were they sisters?
No.
No. One was a stripper.
One worked with Mother Teresa.
Okay. One was a stripper, one worked with Mother Teresa. So you couldn't get much more opposite than that.
There's a reality show I want to watch.
Eric, thank you. Pedro, did you ever date an ex's sister?
No.
Okay. So 3 out of 5.
Luciana, did you ever date Pedro's brother?
Actually, I hope not.
Well, these guys have been together since they hit puberty. I mean, they've been together since they were like 14 or something.
Here it comes.
I didn't, but actually I wanted to date his brother and ended up dating Pedro instead.
That's interesting.
I was lucky. Cause
it could have happened. His brother's a real loser.
That went downhill.
His brother is the one who's always borrowing money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't have an iHeartRadio streaming connection. All right. Thank you very much. According to a survey, 1 in 7 men, 1 in 4 say they'd actually considered it. I love Lisa's sister. She's 10 years older and was already married by the time I met Lisa. But they're 2 peas in a pod, those 2 sisters. The woman I dated was when I was, I would say, about 18, senior year of high school, freshman year of college. And I dated a girl named Lydia. And they were Russian, and her sister... it's funny, Lydia was Lydia was the more attractive of the two, but her sister, whose name escapes me.
Boris, I believe.
Perfect. Her sister was the nicer of the two, and I went for the hot one first.
Right.
And when the hot one broke up with me, I had a wonderful relationship with her sister and really liked her. And Lydia could care less. She was on to her next whoever,
right,
whatever shallow relationship she was into.
Wow.
And I apparently was one of those shallow
relationships. You don't remember the name of the sister who was kind and thoughtful? And
I know. Is that terrible? I remember the hot one.
Brought your place of borscht and dumplings, you know.
God, and she was really so kind, too. I'll try to think of it.
Okay.
It might have been like Katrina or
Tatiana
something.
Tatiana or something. Or,
something yeah, like that.
Usually.
And we went out for a while. And God, I was so shallow. I mean, eventually I had a chance to go out with someone hotter than her. And that's what I know. Look at this. Look at that. Shush, shush, shush.
Hot girls are mean. Date a nice girl. That's the moral of the story.
Oh, well, I was so stupid at that age. I wasn't even ready to, I wasn't even ready to have a relationship with, you know, a parakeet, much less a
you
person.
You had blood flow issues.
All right. 19 after 9. Folks, in just about 30 minutes, 1964, the tribute. These guys are so sweet. They look like the Beatles. They're dressed like the Beatles. They're performing live at the Auburn Performing Arts Center tomorrow and Saturday, and I've heard some tapes. They do sound like the Beatles. We're very blessed in this area to have a true appreciation for the Beatles. Some great musicians like Rick Labrovich and his boys in Apple Jam.
Cream Tangerine does Cream their Tangerine. Rooftop show annually. It's amazing.
And we have that other guy with the Ringo Starr.
British Export,
which Rick sits in with them sometimes.
Does really?
And a band called the Britons that was great around.
Yeah. So, I mean, we appreciate this stuff. And when it's done incredibly well, it's a beautiful thing. I think more so than any other band, that there will be Beatle tribute bands for thousands of years. Is that a crazy thought?
Well, thousands is a crazy thought for me just to think about because, I mean, we've really only been around for a couple thousand as it is.
There are still really? Gladiator costumes today.
There are. You're right. Luciano's got a sexy one, too. Have you seen
and
that?
You can still go to the symphony, right?
Yeah.
Right. For nothing but Beethoven all night long.
Dun, 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 dun.
Tchaikovsky Thursday.
Who would have predicted that it'd be all these big touring bands right. doing that?
I'm buying hundreds of years for sure. I mean, at some point, maybe the last Rickenbacker bass on Earth breaks, and then it's all over. You know what I mean?
The last Hoffner.
It's a great question to ask.
And if you want to know why this town loves the Beatles, you thank Steve Slayton for a large part of that.
Did he do a lot of that?
Oh, my God. That Steve Slayton has been selling this town on the Beatles for as long as he's been on the radio.
Murray the S, we call him. 922. So when we come back, we'll tell you more about them. Also, we had a lot of stuff that we didn't get to. Any chance the Monday after the Super Bowl will become a national holiday? Joe was talking about that being a good idea, and it turns out there is a big move to make that a national holiday. More stuff about the possibility of tolls on Interstate 90, angry meetings, people very concerned, and you know what I've been saying since the 520 bridge, that it's inevitable. I don't think it's fair. No, I don't want a toll any more than you do, but how else are you going to pay for it? Doctor is accused of hiding a camera. He's a podiatrist accused of hiding a camera in a locker room. Wow, we had that happen in the Seahawks locker room. Was it Seahawks or Seagals?
Seagal.
Janitor. Yeah.
This is slightly different. We will get to that. And a pastor refuses to pay a restaurant's automatic 18% gratuity. Wait till you hear why he won't leave the tip.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KKR. Right after The Bob Rivers Show, it's the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Follow me, love.
Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on 95.7 KJR.
Cairo 7 investigates Thursday at 5. It was the NFL's best-kept secret until now. Cairo 7 investigates crimes secretly tracked by the NFL.
So you were assaulted last night?
Yeah.
Kidnapping, rape, assault. We're combing through 10,000 incidents from stadiums across the country.
For every crime that's reported, there are three that aren't.
See what the NFL keeps hidden from you and how bad it really gets at Seahawks games.
My orbital bone was fractured as well as my nose.
Cairo 7 investigates. Only on Cairo 7 Eyewitness News today at 5.
Next, Judge Judy. Her roommate didn't water.
I told her I was pregnant, and she said to me that she can't have me living there because she has sleeping problems.
And she needed a place to live.
So you moved in with the father of one of your children.
Him and his wife.
Gets weirder all the time.
But that's not her only problem.
Nobody's going to tell you how to run your life. You have three children. You probably have enough children.
Yes.
Next, Judge Judy. Today at 4 on Cairo 7.
Porcello, Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
It's time to fight fire with steel. To advance truck technology with the available Pentastar V6 and 8-speed transmission. The 2013 Ram 1500 with best-in-class fuel economy. Backed by a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Engineered to move heaven and earth. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a Hemi V8 engine for $279 a month for 36 months with $2699 due at lease signing. Tax, title, and license extra. Standard pickup class excludes hybrids. EPA estimated 17 city, 20 combined, 25 highway MPG based on V6 4x2. See dealer for powertrain limited warranty. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Excludes other Chrysler Group vehicles. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2-4. Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group LLC.
American Family Insurance believes even the littlest dreamers have dreams worth protecting.
Dad, when I grow up, will I have a car as cool as yours?
Sure.
Will it fly?
It just might.
Will I have a house like ours?
You will.
Will there be a place to land in my car? In a spaceship?
If you can dream it, you can have it. Wherever your dreams take you, we can help protect them. Share your dreams at amfam.com. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
I'm Kathy Ireland, partnering with American Family Insurance to help you reach your dream this year. Share your dreams at amfam.com and enter to win a trip to the 2013 Dream Camp with me. You could win $10,000 to get things moving and coaching from dream experts throughout the year. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Contest ends 2/17/13. Get official rules at amfam.com.
Where do meat lovers meet to get tender, tasty, tempting cuts of meat? Where can you find so many fresh fruits and vegetables? You could try a new one every day of the year. Albertsons, the one place you'll find everything from fresh quality premium steaks and ideal portions of your favorite seafood to fresh bread baked daily and delicious cakes for every occasion. Where can you find fresh foods from a butcher, bakery, and a farm stand all in one place? My neighborhood, my Albertsons.
Shop at Albertsons through Tuesday and find everything you're looking for, including distilled spirits. That's right. Shop at Albertsons for your food and get your drinks, too. Because you can now find a full selection of your favorite distilled spirits right in-store. Whether you're grabbing a bottle of tequila for a party, stocking your liquor cabinet with a nice scotch, or looking for your favorite whiskey, you'll find it all and more in one convenient location. Be sure to stop by our spirits section today. Must be 21 to purchase. Please drink responsibly. My neighborhood, my Albertsons.
Hi, I'm Jeff, one of the brake experts here at Les Schwab. When your brakes need work, all you hear is this. But what we hear is this.
Yee-haw! Boy, you pushed me to the limit. Better fix me up today or there'll be no stopping tomorrow. Hey, let's go play chicken with that brick wall.
Woo-hoo! If you couldn't tell, that was a 4x4.
For 30 years, we've been the brake experts at Les Schwab, and it shows. Stop in for your free brake check today. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Boy, am I glad to be done with my holiday shopping.
I know.
And now I just want to relax.
Me too. Except there's one more store we should check out.
No way!
Because this week, we can get a Samsung, Panasonic, or LG TV at an incredible price.
Really? Where?
At Video Only's year-end clearance sale. They're really cutting deals.
Because of the economy?
Yep. So this is our chance to get what we wanted for Christmas.
Are the prices really that good?
For 7 days, they are. And Video Only has those top-rated models we were thinking about on sale.
All right. The best stuff cheap is worth a trip.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only. Because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video only.
And in the zone.
Get to AutoZone for revved up savings. Now through Monday only, take advantage of our hottest deals throughout the store. Buy any two Bosch wiper blades and receive a $10 AutoZone gift card after mailing rebate. That's $10 when you buy any two Bosch branded wipers. If you haven't replaced your wipers lately, there's no better time than during AutoZone's revved up savings. Hurry in today. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're seeing things calm down, but we still do have a few areas of heavier traffic. Southbound 405 through Kirkland, a little bit crowded. So is northbound 405 through the S-curves. It's a little bit lighter than it was even 20 minutes ago, but you still are going to see some congestion through the Kennedale Hill. Northbound I-5 also still a tad slow from the West Seattle Bridge up to the Convention Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
This weekend, stop by the grand opening of the newly remodeled Greenwood Fred Meyer, opening this Friday. Enjoy family-friendly activities, delicious samples, and free giveaways. What's on your list today? You'll find it at your new Greenwood Fred Meyer.
Coming up at 9:50 on the Bob Rivers Show, we've got internationally acclaimed Beatles tribute band, 1964, and they're going to perform for us live.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, it's 9:30. Oh, these guys are really nice. I heard them rehearsing. They did some smart things, too. They have their own sound man. They actually used our production room as a drum booth so Ringo could be in there and get a really cool, tight sound. And I listened to them run through. Really, really amazing stuff. 1964, the tribute, performing live on our show in just a little bit at the Auburn Performing Arts Center tomorrow on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Downtown Joe's going to introduce the dudes, right?
Saturday night, you yeah. bet.
Do you do an Ed Sullivan impersonation? Or are you going to have to work on it?
Oh, I'm going to have to work on that. Spike's probably the man for
that. Ladies and gentlemen, right here on our show, four lads from Liverpool, England.
Well, aren't you going to?
Yeah,
they're not the Rolling Stones. They're not gay, friendly, or... inquisitive about supermodels and drug addiction.
Oh, we got to get you out.
I don't
there.
Think you want to say that.
No, I don't want to say all that.
Would you do that?
None of us slept with David Bowie.
Was Sullivan phobic? Do you know?
No.
Or are you just
no,
putting that on him? Okay.
Just putting that on the Stones.
All right. Let me get to all the stuff.
I know good Stone tribute bands. Don't call and hate me.
Okay. There have been some, but they're not as big as the Beatles.
Nobody,
Stone tributes.
Nobody will ever be as big.
You know, I thought of doing a Tom Petty tribute band with you.
Yeah?
Petty Thieves.
I think there's already out there.
They're in the Middle West. I looked that up online.
Yeah.
Petty I don't know
crime.
If they're Yeah, if they're
don't
any good.
Don't be so petty about this. There's a lot of, you know.
Okay.
I still want to do Angus management.
Doctor accused of hiding camera in locker room, a podiatrist. Secretly recorded community college wrestlers in a men's locker room.
Oh, my.
You know, I would never do this, but if I were gonna, that would be my, you know, something about wrestlers.
Well,
that
a podiatrist?
One, I mean, I'm not, you know, a man who looks for another man's body as something
that's
desirable.
Man. There's something about a co-ed Midwesterner in a unitard that I just find irresistible.
Wrestlers are the, we talked to that guy earlier, they're about the best physical specimens you'll find. They're chiseled.
Anyway, they looked inside the doctor's bag, inside his car. They found six toiletry bags with eight cameras, three cell phones, a computer, hard drive, a laptop computer, and membership cards under several different names that could access to a variety of health clubs where he went into all of these different locker rooms and did this. Just like leave a bag lying around with a little camera in it. All right. Traffic systems, Bellevue. The possibility that drivers on Interstate 90 will have to pay tolls has created an uproar. I did fan the flames yesterday. I do not apologize for being devil's advocate because I also warned you. But the Washington State Department of Transportation held its second of three public forums last night. And the average driver on the Route 520 bridge pays $7 round trip during rush hour. How much does that come to in a year? I don't know, but they said for the I-90 bridge, the average commuter would pay somewhere around $1,900.
Yeah, it's about $35 a week. It's about $1,700 to $1,800 a year if you're doing 50-week work year.
Huh.
They overreached, you know. That if that toll had been a dollar each way,
no one would have cared.
No one would have altered their route. They would have got there eventually.
I think you're very
money.
Right on that, and I mean, think that's the compromise they should make.
You can overreach when it's the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, and you got no other way off the peninsula. You can do whatever you want. But when there's another bridge 3 minutes down the road,
well, now they can overreach on both bridges, though.
Now they gotta.
I crossed the 520 for free a couple weeks back.
Mud on the license plate, huh?
Never have done that. No. I waited till right after midnight, like 2 minutes.
There's like an ollie oxen free time.
Yeah. And that made, and it's funny because they still flash the camera. You can see the flash that they're taking a picture of plate, but then the price came up and it was 000. And that made me think, for my purely greedy, self-serving reasons, even if they toll the I-90, I'm probably only going to be paying one way.
Because you come over in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I hit that bridge pretty much every morning about 10 minutes to 4. So I don't think they're going to be charging before 4 a.m., surely.
Surely, they will. I don't know. okay. 7 ridiculous real traffic laws. If you're convicted of a DUI in New Jersey, you're permanently banned from getting a vanity license plate. Did you know that? It's illegal to ride a camel on a highway in Nevada. It's illegal to drive barefoot in Alabama. That should be illegal everywhere. It's illegal to have a gorilla in your back seat in Massachusetts. Someone put that in the law. If you tie an elephant to a parking meter in Florida, you have to pay the meter just like you would for a car. It's written.
Well, that just makes good sense.
It does.
Hey, you know what? My folks spent a short period of time living in Lutz, Florida, home of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. That was a real problem. All the street signs are 3 feet off the floor for the midgets in Lutz, Florida. The little people, I apologize.
Here's the pastor story. A pastor refused to pay a restaurant's automatic 18% gratuity. More and more restaurants, not just for large parties, some simply put on 18% because people are cheap. This St. Louis restaurant wanted to make this pastor put up for ridicule, so he ate with a 20-person group. The restaurant automatically added 18%. I think almost any restaurant would for 20 people. The group had the server split the bill into smaller checks. One check went to the pastor. He crossed out the automatic 18% tip, replaced it with a zero, retotaled it, and left this printed quote. "I give God 10%. What makes you think you deserve 18%?
Jesus had a party of 13 at the Last Supper. He didn't pay more than 6%. I will not be held.
He signed the receipt, pastor.
You're not going to nail me to the cross on this 18% thing.
That's so funny. By the way, the server said they did a great job. His portion of the 18% tip on his portion of the bill was only $6.29, and he crossed it out. So it's a cheap restaurant.
It's a pretty cheap congregation, too. If I don't know if he's eating with his flock, but you probably would cover the preacher's bill. If I had a restaurant, cops and preachers eat free. I mean, I want protection and salvation. I'm willing to pay for it.
P.S. Chang's.
Is there any chance that Monday after Super Bowl will become a national holiday, as Downtown Joe suggested last week? Every poll that has ever been taken says... we don't like Congress.
Yes.
Every other poll that has ever been taken says we like holidays. So who's working on this? Well, declare the Monday following a Super Bowl a national holiday. If you Google it, you will see the petition. It has more than 10,000 signatures. This is the same thing we talked about the other day, where the White House has to respond to anything that gets more than a certain number of signatures. They've now raised the bar.
We wanted to build a Death Star, Star Wars fan.
Is it up to 100,000?
It's 100,000 signatures, and if that gets 100,000 signatures by February 23rd, the Obama administration needs to provide a response. So here's what I think. There's no way the president will give up a day of productivity. You need to figure out a way to use an existing holiday on the day after the Super Bowl. And there's an obvious one coming up.
And it's the one for presidents, right?
And it's the one that's already been moved for mattress companies.
Right.
It's the one that's already been moved for, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond. And what the heck do they have to do with presidents?
In fact, you could just play the Super Bowl every week, you know, and still call it President's Day. Don't even acknowledge that you're doing it for the reason of the Super Bowl, but...
Just move President's Day to February whatever.
Yeah. First Monday in February. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that when the Super Bowl is?
Yeah, last the first Sunday in February.
Why not?
Think how popular President Obama would be and President's Day would become if it was the day after the Super Bowl.
Think of the better Super Bowl themes you would have.
Now, this will bug a few historians, but they are the same ineffective, weak historians who couldn't stop the original President's Day from being moved.
Right.
These are the people that say, it's Wednesday, darn it.
No, it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. You either do that or you play the game 5 o'clock on a Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Unfortunately, I think the people that made this survey probably weren't thinking of that.
And the NFL does fluctuate their schedule some, too. I mean,
it's always the first Sunday in February, right? I mean, they went for 1 week break between the Super Bowl and championship weekend. They decided that wasn't enough. They wanted the media extravaganza of a 2 week break. They play the Pro Bowl in between now. I mean, they've got a pattern in place. If they're going to play the Super Bowl in the first weekend in February, make Monday after President's Day.
Eric, let's put the link up at bobrivers.com. And I don't know if there's a place for you to comment, but I think you should comment that we don't want a brand new holiday. Tell everybody to comment that we want to just move President's Day to the first Sunday, Monday in February, and that would take care of the problem. All right. When we come back, 1964, The Tribute. These guys are so Beatly. That they're just charming. They're just wonderful. They're wonderful even before they sing. And then when I heard them sing, you're in for a very special treat. The promoter was nice enough to give me a pair of front row tickets to see 1964, A Tribute to the Beatles. Front row at the Auburn Performing Arts Center. And
for what night?
Which night? Hang on, I'm looking at it. February 1st, which is tomorrow.
Friday night.
Front row. Here's how I'm going to give them away.
If you don't have a way, I do. You got a good
I'll suggest my way. You suggest yours, okay. And Spike can decide. Ed Sullivan will tell us which is the better.
Okay.
My way is the best screaming girl on the phone who promises to scream as a screaming fan during the show. Obviously, you know, you're not going to be in high school anymore screaming, but still, I think they'll appreciate it. Best screaming Beatle fan.
All right, that's one way. You, this little chubby fellow over here, Tobu Downtown Jew.
Tobio Jojo.
What do you have there, my friend?
No, this is actually Pedro's way that he suggested, and it does involve screaming, but you may win on this one because this is a little more involved. But he has some audio of somebody screaming, and if you could guess why they're screaming.
What's the audio?
Okay,
no, I don't want to hear it. This is radio. Why would I want to hear something?
Tell them why they're screaming. We'll see if someone can then guess.
This is a group of Japanese people. You had to guess why.
Why they're screaming. Okay, we'll do both.
That was from the Beatles Live from Bubba Gump album.
We'll do both. Okay. Yeah, that's why a guy can enter. So scream or guess why they're screaming right now at 877-901-0957. Are you okay with that, Ed Sullivan?
No.
Okay.
It's the stupidest idea. Make them scream.
All right, scream.
Get us a scream.
Ed Sullivan
in the front.
Says,
we like a screamer in the front row.
Screamer.
Well, we can save
like
the
hear a screamer.
We can save the Japanese thing for another
time. Another time. Okay. 877-901-0957. If you'd like a pair of tickets, does it have to be a girl screaming, Ed Sullivan?
No, it could always, no.
It could always be Renaya Tuiasosopo.
I'm so worried. A young gentleman in love with a linebacker from a major university. Here he is right now. Scream for our band.
Anybody can scream.
Anyone
can scream.
Screaming
fan.
A great screamer.
Right, we're opening it to all genders because we're very gender neutral. 877-901-0957. Scream for your front row tickets.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
The Emerald Queen Casino welcomes Saturday, April 6th, rock and roll's powerhouse. 6 decades and 40 million albums sold, it's REO Speedwagon.
As soon as you are able.
Tickets at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. Saturday, April 6th, a night of power rock with REO Speedwagon. Only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
The big game is this weekend. This isn't just a football game. It's an entertainment extravaganza, and you're going to want to stock up on great food. So before you settle in to watch the big game, run down to QFC and score big savings. A special event deserves a special meal, like a thick, juicy steak. Over in the meat department at QFC, USDA Choice Ribeye Steaks are just $5.99 a pound. Maybe you want to whip up some snacks for the game, like homemade guacamole and mango salsa. Over in produce, you can get delicious Hass avocados or sweet mangoes for only 87 cents each. And to make it a real party, don't miss the 4-day wine sale at QFC, now through Saturday. Buy at least 6 bottles of wine and save 15%, plus get a free wine bag. What a deal! All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Why spend game time in the kitchen? Let QFC do the cooking. Pick up party trays, appetizers, and desserts, and you won't miss a minute of the action. Place your order at QFC today.
This is your substitute pilot speaking. Due to the $7.99 great haircut sale at Great Clips, I'm subbing in for the entire crew. Don't be alarmed. This baby's got autopilot. I'm actually in the bathroom right now. Enjoy your flight.
A price so low, everyone will go. The $7.99 Great Haircut Sale is back at Great Clips. Get a great haircut for only $7.99 for a limited time. Download our free check-in app. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
The Great Haircut Sale. January 24th through February 1st.
Over 70 great Seattle-Tacoma area locations.
To add to its already legendary off-road resume, the Jeep Grand Cherokee delivers a best-in-class highway driving range of up to 550 miles on a single tank of gas. Meanwhile, we also designed it with the most luxurious interior in Grand Cherokee history. Think about it. Now you can really rough it and really take it easy at the same time. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever.
Well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get the 2013 Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for $269 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. 550-mile range based on EPA-estimated 23 mpg highway 3.6-liter V6 4x2 or 4x4. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. Excludes other Chrysler Group vehicles. Offer requires dinner contribution and lease to Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by February 4th. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
If you're due for an oil change, get in the zone. Come into AutoZone today for a great deal on Pennzoil conventional oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter. Regular oil changes are the best way to protect your engine. Do them yourself and save with AutoZone. Get in the zone.
There is no mass-produced human. Every signature is unique and every fingerprint unrepeatable. At Sleep Number, we recognize the incredible diversity of human beings and know that up there with your social security number and your phone number is another important number, your Sleep Number. So we created the extraordinarily comfortable Sleep Number experience. It's a collection of innovations designed around a bed with dual air technology that allows you to adjust to the support your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. And during the final days of our white sale, stock up and save on our exclusive bedding collection. And save $500 on our Classic Series Special Edition bed set. Sale ends January 31st. Find your Sleep Number setting exclusively at a Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99. Sleep Number. Comfort individualized. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 6 in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental's widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Being in network is in with Delta Dental.
A big game draws a big crowd. That's why Safeway has big $5 deals all weekend long, Friday through Sunday. Use your club card for everything you need to keep fans happy, like Tony Roma baby back ribs, 16 ounces, just $5 while supplies last. Lucerne shredded cheeses for your dips, nachos, or chili, just $5, 32-ounce sizes. And 24-pack cans of refreshing Pepsi or 7-Up are, you guessed it, just $5. Limit three. It's the big game, and we've got values you can't pass up. Safeway, ingredients for life.
My name is Dr. Jason Cole.
My name is Ian Price.
We share the same body.
We have two distinct personalities, identities.
Which is good, because Jason doesn't lead a very exciting life.
I'm a doctor, and I would do anything for my patients.
I have no patients, but I'd do anything to play doctor.
Every night at 8:25, I cease to exist. He becomes me.
See, I get the nighttime. I call it me time. I show this body how to live. Unfortunately, at 8:25 a.m.,
I get my life back. We share the same body, but we are not the same.
He wants to destroy me. He wants to control me.
He tries to enter my life and manipulate the people I love.
I'll give him this much. He does have good taste in women.
Tonight on NBC, the series premiere of Do No Harm.
You're going to see a side of me that's not so accommodating.
Can two totally different personalities share one body?
Whatever deal you previously made has now expired!
Don't miss the series premiere of Do No Harm tonight at 10, 9 central after a special full hour of The Office on NBC.
Tonight, starting at 10 p.m., only on King 5, The Home Team.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. The only thing I didn't learn in school today is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, 405 northbound at 30th Street, we have an accident there that looks like it's now blocking the right lane and causing a bit of a heavy delay through the S-curves. The good news is that that's the only really heavy traffic we have right now. Southbound 405, a tad crowded as you make your way through Kirkland, but that's about it. Everett to Seattle, finally down to a speed limit commute.
This traffic report is brought to you by Dimetapp. This cold and flu season, choose Dimetapp to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms. Dimetapp has formulas you can trust, including Dimetapp Cold and Cough and Dimetapp Multi-Symptom Cold and Flu, each with a great grape taste. Breathe easier with Dimetapp.
95.7 KJR has your chance to win $1,000 and qualify for the $50,000 grand prize presented by CenturyLink. Just listen for the next keyword and then text it to 36500 and you could be the big winner.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Rolling Stone magazine calls them the best Beatles tribute on earth. And if you'd like to be transported back to the time when the Fab Four hit America, catch 1964, the tribute, this weekend. These guys sold out Carnegie Hall in New York 11 nights in a row. They played Shea Stadium, believe it or not, and Red Rocks. And this Friday and Saturday, they headline at the Auburn Performing Arts Center. Portions of the proceeds go to Music Matters and World Vision, two of our favorite local organizations. Link to 1964tickets.com at bobrivers.com, or you can just call 800-838-3006. But getting to know these guys, they're very hard workmen. They showed up early, they sound checked, they did a lot of work, and they sounded so good running through it behind the scenes. I want to introduce them to you. I've been actually impressed by how enthused they are about what they do. In fact, especially Mark, what you were saying about how thrilled you get to do this.
Good morning.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm speaking with John Lennon, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was Mark Benson.
Pull the curtain back closed, would you please?
Oh, we're gonna do it that way. Well, let me just say this though, because I think they deserve recognition. Mark Benson is John, Graham Alexander is Paul, Tom Wonk performs as George, and Bobby Potter is Ringo. And let me tell you, you won't have difficulty. Like the guy who plays Paul looks like Paul. And the guy who plays John looks like John. In fact, I'm wondering if I don't answer me because I want you to be John. But later, will John have a buzz cut haircut somewhere in a coffee shop in Seattle? Is that the real hair? I'm going to ask the manager. Is that the real hair? The sound guy. No comment. No comment on the hair. There,
I'm wondering. And
that's the real hair. I'm being told that's real. Yes, Joe.
Which costs more? And I know they both had to cost a lot, the hair or the instruments, because they are both.
Oh, it's all authentic stuff. All right. Yeah. But you know what? It turns out that Mark, Graham, Tom, and Bobby are not here. That John, Paul, George, and Ringo are here. So let's ask John, how thrilled are you to be alive again?
You know, you go on one holiday and everybody says you're dead, you know. It's
that's just, it. All right. To play in front of an excited audience, it's a good thing for you guys, right?
Always good, yes.
And Paul, does Paul speak? Not so much. All right. George wants
to say.
We'd
have to pay Paul for per word.
Only the dead ones speak. George, welcome to the Bob River Show. How are you, George?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, God, he sounds great. Good. Okay. So now we have these people that want to win your front row tickets. They're going to scream for their tickets.
Okay.
And we made it male, female. It's not gender specific. So we have Ruben in Seattle. We've lined up the people that got through on the lines. Ruben, Dalton, Judy, Dean, Rob, and Terry. Ruben, would you like to see the Beatles?
Yes.
All right. Ed Sullivan is going to give you an introduction.
Right here in our phone, a young fella from Squim, Washington.
It's Seattle, actually.
Seattle, Washington. Ruben.
Someone call 911. I'm not sure that they're a big Beatle fan. All right, hold on. Next up is from Tacoma, Washington, Dalton.
Yes.
Right here on our phone.
Right here from Dalton, Washington.
Oh, Dalton.
Dalton, if you have to forgive me, I was smoking marijuana backstage with this fine young fellas from Liverpod. They're there, Stevie.
All right, go ahead, Dalton.
All right,
he's pretty good.
Sounds like he was following you from the Cavern Club. I heard some German in there.
I don't want to interrupt you, Ed, but right here on our phone from Seattle, it's Judy.
Lovely. Not since we had to drag Jerry Lee Lewis's 13-year-old cousin from the building have we heard screaming like this. Judy.
There's a mouse in her house, you can tell.
Fabulous.
George seemed to really like that one. All right, that's Judy from Seattle. And up next from Auburn, it's Dean. Hi, Dean.
Good morning.
Are you ready to audition?
Oh, absolutely.
It's Scream for the Front Row. Go ahead.
Oh, Lordy.
Not since David Letterman had his little problem in our beautiful theater. You're screaming like this.
Boy.
I think you've got a lawsuit there, my friend.
All right, that's pretty good. I thought Judy was in the lead, but it's between Judy and Dean, I think. One more. Rob, scream for your front row tickets.
Yeah, baby!
Rob, I've got tickets to a plate spinning convention for you, my friend.
Hang on.
It's easy. This is easy.
Yeah, I've watched. Well, it's up to George and John. George and John, do you need to confer?
George, you know, prefers the girls in the end, doesn't he? So I think it's probably maybe Judy. Can't we give two sets of tickets or something?
Can we give two sets of tickets?
Yeah. Oh, look at you guys.
Look at you guys.
You can work it out, can't you?
There's two lovely screams.
Life is very short.
Would that be Judy and Dean?
Yes.
Judy and Dean. Yeah. All right, Judy and Dean, what do you say when you hear you've just won front row tickets? Judy and Dean, go ahead. All right.
You both got careers in the horror movie industry later on.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, it's a pleasure to have them here. 1964, the tribute to the Beatles.
Sort of standing there.
One, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
fabulous, really top notch. What if we could get you an extra $7 to play us another song?
Oh, we're doing another one, are we? That's handy. Let's do a song called I Wanna Hold Your Hand. 1, 2, 3!
Moment though for our parents at home watching the broadcast this evening. Officially, they did not say they were going to get high. They said they were going to spend some time together.
Yes, yes. Hey, our KJR contest right now. Keyword is leaf. Text the word leaf to 36500 within 15 minutes, and you have a chance at $1,000 and to qualify to win 50,000. Ladies and gentlemen, more Beatles.
It's called From Me to You. 1, 2, 3. Da 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 da.
You know what?
A Beatles song is like a slice of thin crust pizza. You always have room for
one.
You
do. That's brilliant.
This is really great stuff, guys.
Where's the CD player hiding in this place? I can't believe. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to this in my headphones, watching you do it, but it's... That's scary.
It's quite. I think the best singing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The singing is
man.
The hardest part. Because a lot of people play, but holy cow, and the playing
just,
is great.
You're
too.
Just saying that because it's true.
That's right.
You know, John.
The humble one.
This is something only our front row winners will notice. Okay, but I should point it out. Check out George's cuffs on his shirt, if I may. That's the Savile Row monogram of George's initials on the cuffs of his shirt. I mean, that is the most amazing attention to detail. You guys are unbelievable.
But it's attached to a T-shirt, though.
Yes.
Or, you know, I'm a drummer, and Ringo wants to talk to. Come on.
Ringo doesn't get to talk. He's lucky he's in the band.
I'm in the box back here, Bob.
Hi, Ringo. How's it going?
Hello. How are you? Good morning.
All right. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
All right. And you're back there, by the way, because you're a dedicated player, because in the box there, they created a drum booth. It makes it sound even better. It's good. You're Ringo, did you always feel you were the underappreciated Beatle?
Well, first of all, I'm used to being isolated.
Yeah. But you did get to marry Barbara Bach, right?
Oh.
When?
Shh, that's not for 20 more years.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't I didn't tell him.
Who's Barbara Bach?
Yeah. She's a lovely 8-year-old.
Guys, let's hear like one more, and then thank you very much. We've taken a lot of your day. Folks, if you're interested in these guys, the 1964, the tribute, spectacular Auburn Performing Arts Center, tomorrow and Saturday at 7 p.m. All the information is at bobrivers.com. And then when they finish these two songs...
Actually, let's two more now?
Well, they're going to do two. let's actually right now do Jody's word of the day. Spike, you'll have to fill in for Jody and come up with a word. This will be the last word of the day, because when they finish, we'll go right into the music. Here we go.
Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Okay. All right. What's that then? Right, this is called Twist and Shout. 1, 2, 3.
Come on, come on, come on, baby now.
Come on, baby.
Come on.
long version.
We're doing another?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, the last one, Paulie. This one's up to you. This one's called Long Tall Sally.
I'm telling Mary about Uncle John, claiming out the music, falling out of the front.
In the morning, and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KJR FM and HD1 Seattle. 95.7 KJR, an iHeart radio station.